Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Yud Mishnah Hey and Parak Yud Mishnah Vav. In the two Mishnayos today, we're going to be continuing our discussion regarding Nisinas Tam, regarding situations where you have Truma crops that have fallen into a Chulin crop, and now you can taste some of the Truma in the Chulin. And like we discussed previously, if you can taste the Truma in the Chulin, then the Chulin is no longer permitted to any Jew. It can only be eaten and consumed by a Kohen. Now, in these two Mishnayos, Perek Yud Mishnah and Perek Yud Mishnah Vav, we're going to specifically be discussing the crop called fenugreek. Now, what's unique and special about fenugreek is that typically the seeds of the fenugreek are what is edible. The stalks are harder and they're not edible, but both the stalks and the seeds emit the same flavor, emit the same taste, which is a very, very strong type of a flavor and strong taste. The question is going to be, when and how do you calculate the flavor of the fenugreek when it's mixed with chulin? Says the Mishnah, Tilton shenaflo so chabor shel yain. You have fenugreek that fell into a pit of regular chulin wine. So says the Mishnah, about truma v'maiser sheni. If the fenugreek is either truma, or is, or that belongs to a kohen, or it's maiser sheni, which we've said goes to the has to be brought to Yerushalayim to be consumed in Yerushalayim. It's typically separated during the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah, of the Shemitah cycle. Says the Mishnah, if the fenugreek is either truma or maiser sheni, im yesh ba zera kedei litein tam. If there are enough seeds that have fallen into the wine in order to emit taste, in order to give off taste to the wine, then of a lo be'etz. But we don't calculate the stalks, because when it comes to truma and maaser sheni, all we care about is what's edible. And therefore, if there's nesinas tam from the seeds, if we calculate that there are enough seeds in the wine to give off taste to the wine, then the wine would be considered to be a truma or maaser sheni and cannot be eaten by a regular Jew. If it's truma, it can only be eaten by a kohen. If it's maaser sheni, then it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, or it needs to be redeemed, and that money needs to be brought to Yerushalayim. But again, when it comes to truma and maaser sheni, we don't care about the stalks. We only care about the amount of seeds, and if those seeds are enough to emit taste onto the wine. However, says the Mishnah, Bashviz uvekile hakarim uvehektish. But when it comes to shviz, to shmita, if the fenugreek is shmita, or if there's an issue of kilayim, like we discussed, various things that are mixed with the fenugreek, even the stalks matter vehektish, or when it comes to something that was designated and donated to the Beis Hamikdash, im yesh bazera uva eitz. We care not only about the seeds, but we care about the eights, we care about the stalk as well. Because when it comes to Kilei HaKerem, when it comes to Shemitah, when it comes to Hekdesh, we also care about the inedible parts of the crop, of the plant, and therefore we'd have to see that if there are enough both seeds and stalks to emit taste onto the wine, then that wine would either be considered to be Kilayim, Shemitah, or Hekdesh, depending on the kind of fenugreek that went in there. But when it comes to Truma and Maaser Sheni, all we care about are the seeds. We don't care about the stalks, because when it comes to Truma and Maaser Sheni, all we care about the edible parts and not the inedible parts. Continuing now our discussion of fenugreek in Perek Yod, Mishnah Vav. Says the Mishnah, Misha hayulo chavile tilton shel kilei hakerem. Someone has bundles of fenugreek that are kilayim. It's mixed with some other crop, and therefore it's a situation of kilayim. So says the Mishnah, yidaleku, you gotta burn it, just like a regular case of kilayim, like we discussed previously, because kilayim, like we said, applies to the inedible parts as well. So even though you have kilayim, stalks, and seeds, it all has to be burnt, because the isser, the prohibition of kilayim, applies both to the inedible and the edible parts of the crops. Continuing in the Mishnah, hayu lo chavile tilton shel tevel. If you have chavile, you have bundles of fenugreek that are tevel, that you haven't separated trumos and maestros from. So the question is going to be, how do you separate the truma? You're only separating the seeds, not the stalks, because you only separate the edible parts. So what do? Says the Mishnah, koseish u'mechashiv kamazara yesh behem. That you should crush the fenugreek plant and then try to figure out and estimate how many seeds there are. Like we said in Parak Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, we're supposed to estimate when it comes to calculating truma. You shouldn't be exact, you shouldn't count, you shouldn't weigh, and so on. You should just estimate. And therefore, here, you should crush the stalks. So now all you have are the seeds disconnected, and then try to estimate how many seeds are there that you're going to be separating truma on behalf of. And then it says, Umafrish es hazera, and then you separate the seeds as truma. Ve'eino tzarach lehafrish es ha'etz, but you don't have to separate truma on behalf of the stalks, again, because the stalks aren't edible, and the halacha of truma only applies to edible crops. However, says the Mishnah im hifrish, if one does separate and include these stalks, even though he certainly didn't have to do so, lo yomar, he should not say echtosh vietel es ha'etz, vietel es hazera. He shouldn't say at that point, what's already been separated, I'm going to crush it, and I'm going to separate the, and I'm going to take the stalk for myself, and I'm going to give the seed to the Kohanim, el nosin ha'etz im hazera. Rather, once you already separated the truma for the Kohen, you got to give the stalks and the seeds to the Kohen. Again, you don't have to do that, but once you already separated truma, it has kedusha, it has holiness of truma, and therefore you should separate all of it and give it to the Kohen. Quick review, Perek Yod, Mishnah Hey, discussed the case of fenugreek that fell into wine, and we said that if the fenugreek was truma or meiser sheni, then all we do is calculate the seeds, and if the seeds give taste to the wine, then the wine would have the status of truma or meiser sheni, but we don't care about the stalks when it comes to truma or meiser sheni because those aren't edible. However, says the Mishnah, when it comes to shmita or kilayim, kilei akarem, or hekdesh, then the Mishnah said that we care about the seeds and we care about the stalks as well, because when it comes to shvius, shmita, kilei akarem, and the hekdesh, we care both about the edible parts of the crop as well as the inedible parts of the crop. And then Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav taught us that if you have bundles of this fenugreek when it comes to kilei akarem, you got to burn all of it again because kilayim applies to the inedible parts as well. So you got to burn the stalks with the seeds in a case of kilei hakarem of fenugreek. And then the Mishnah taught us, how do you separate truma of this fenugreek if you're only separating the seeds anyway? So the Mishnah said that you should crush it. And then once you crush the stalks, you'll have the seeds. You'll estimate how many seeds there are, and therefore how much truma, again, either 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th, how much truma you're going to separate from those seeds. However, said the Mishnah, if you do separate both the stalks and the seeds for truma, which you didn't have to do, but you really shouldn't have done that, but let's say you already did it, then you shouldn't, at that point, once it's already been separated for truma, say, okay, now I'm going to crush it and separate the seeds and give the seeds to the Kohen. At that point, you should give all of it, both the seeds and the stalk, to the Kohen, because you already gave it kedush, you already separated it as truma to the Kohen. Have a great day.